Miff Warhurst.
Weekdays on ABC Radio, online and on the ABC Listen app.
There's no end to the superlatives I could use to describe the music of my next guest. Astounding, magnificent, inspirational. And I'm not kidding when I say that there is a song for absolutely everyone in his repertoire. Harvey Sid Fisher is a Hollywood-based entertainer and a composer of the world-famous astrology songs. To give you an example, here's a taste of Gemini.
Can't take the dull, the old routine. I don't like being bored. I use one foot for dancing and one foot out the door. I travel light upon the wind, live many lives in one. A jack of all the trades, that'd be a mastery of none. That's the way of a Gemini. That's the way of a Gemini.
Harvey, thanks for joining me. Why did you sing songs about astrology?
The idea came to me back a long time ago, and I didn't know anything about astrology. And so I dropped the idea for a few years until one day I had to write a song about something I didn't know, and I researched it. And I said, hey, wait, I can do astrology songs again, you know, just research it. And that's what I did. I got all the, just went around and asked a lot of people a lot of questions about the signs, and then I did it. The reason why, I thought I'd make $1 billion.
Yeah.
I started out with nothing, and I got a lot of it left.
Hilarious, Harvey. How long have you been an entertainer? When did your career begin and how did it begin?
You know, I used to be a hairstylist back in the early 60s and worked in a beauty parlor that was open 24 hours a day. And I worked the night shift till midnight and some interesting ladies come in at that time in New York City. And anyway, I was people would say, hey, you're a good looking guy. You look like an actor. And so it got on my mind and I went into acting class, studied with Stella Adler. And she used to come in for free comb outs. Then there was finally the thing that really put me over the edge was I was coming home from a party once in New York late. And then at dawn, I was on 42nd Street in Times Square. And I got myself a shoe shine with this young boy there. And he looked up at me and he said, hey, Stuff, you an actor? And he said, no, you sure look like an actor to me. And that was it. I said, I got to go to acting class now.
So you went to acting class, and then what happened?
I did. Ended up doing some summer stocks, little bits parts, and then a little bigger bit parts, and went to Toronto, Canada for a while, worked there, then went to California. Basically, from a relative obscurity, I've gone to total anonymity.
But you had roles in shows like classic shows like I Dream of Jeannie and Kojak. That must have been pretty incredible.
Yes, I'm still flabbergasted over some of the stuff I've accomplished. Yes, but you always want more.
And is that where the astrology songs came in?
No, they came in like the late 80s, around 1987, I think I wrote them. Astrology songs never really took off much. At the time, I was doing open mics with them, but it wasn't until I got a call from San Francisco that somebody wanted to put out my astrology songs on the 12-inch records. And I said, well, who the heck has a 12-inch record player anymore? Oh, a lot of people do. And so I said, sure, come on into L.A. and we'll do it. And we made a deal and we sold it. And he also got me a lot of press and a lot of this and that. And and then we went on to CDs, and right now I've got my astrology songs on YouTube. They're really not selling that great, so I just give them away now on YouTube. People enjoy them, and it's got over 1.5 million views, I think, right now.
That's amazing, Harvey.
I'd be hard-pressed to say I sold one CD.
I am talking to Harvey Sid Fisher, a Hollywood-based entertainer, a legend, and a composer of the world-famous astrology songs. You must have spent a lot of time researching astrology to write these songs because they really do capture the quirky essence of each sign. Who did you speak to? Was it professional star sign readers or did you just do your research and go from there?
Yeah, there are no particular names involved, just the general public, people who knew about astrology and people who knew more about it than I did, which is everybody. I still don't know much about it. I'm really not a follower of astrology. I'm just a songwriter. But I'll get a call. I used to get calls like, hi, my name is Mary Lou from Blue Ridge Mountains, and I'm going to marry a Virgo, and I'm a Scorpio. Do you think I could? No, whoa, wait a minute. I'm just a songwriter.
That's brilliant. We should hear another one right now. I might play Taurus. Let's hear a grab of that.
Talking about the Taurus, talking about the bully boo boo.
Bully bully.
Talking about the Taurus, talking about the bully boo boo.
Bully bully.
Don't you go get tough with me, cause I'm as stubborn as can be. Kind and quiet, but I can explode. You better watch out, I don't overload. Sniff, snort, stomp and shake the ground. Born with horns, I'll come right at ya, I won't be playing around. Talking about the Taurus, talking about the bully boo boo.
Bully bully.
Talking about the Taurus,
that is brilliant.
Talking about the bully boo boo.
What's the songwriting process for you, Harvey? Is it the lyrics or is it the music?
It's always the lyrics for me. I get an idea for a song. Then I go have a notepad and I make notes and notes and notes of on the subject. And I just make a lot of notes until all of a sudden there's so many notes there, they start to rhyme themselves.
That's great.
And after that, I find there's no more room for notes. Voila, there's the song.
Brilliant, brilliant. Which star sign are you? And when you reveal that, did you go easy on your own star sign?
Well, I have to admit, I did treat myself nice. You know, I'm a Sagittarian. I'm an ontologically giddy Sagittarian. My first verse was, I live and let live, and I go my own way. Don't like to be told what to do. I'll crusade for a cause and defend underdogs. I am almost too good to be true.
I love that. That's brilliant.
I feel that I made a mistake when I wrote the songs because I wrote little errors, character flaws in each of the songs for the signs when I should have been totally complimentary. I was thinking as a marketing ploy that if one person, let's say, was a Taurus and did not want to buy the song, there'd be 11 other signs who would buy it for them to show them how flawed they are. But they weren't terrible insults, you know. But, you know, for instance, you can't insult an Aries. You know, they don't care. You know, they're number one. That's it.
I've learned a lot from your songs. I like that you put insults in there. It's realistic. It's great, Harvey.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Something we can't see on radio.
Are you an actress yourself?
Oh, no. I'm just a radio presenter.
Okay.
Something we can't see on radio is the choreographed dancing in each of your film clips. Who's the dancer and how much directional collaboration was there with the dancing aspect in the videos?
Well, I had the opportunity to make the video at public access. Every cable station was required to have access to the public that they were allowed to make videos themselves to be aired. And it was kind of very low budget. And there were these two dancer ladies who knew a third dancer, and they each did four songs. And I did not know them before, but they did a wonderful job. And in the interest of security, I do not give out their names or who they are.
That is fair enough, Harvey. Absolutely fair
but
enough.
I paid them each handsomely. I paid them each $5 for doing that job.
$5?
And one day I got a nice check from England because I used my videos there. And I found the girl. I sent them each $200 more. And said, there'll be more as soon as the more checks come in.
They must have been pretty pleased.
A surprise to them, you know, 10 years later getting a check.
That's great. Now, young people are into horoscopes again, Harvey Sid Fisher, and popular culture is picking them up. And I feel like it might be time maybe to re-release the songs, or maybe you could rewrite the songs in a more positive way, as you wanted to do originally. Would you be up for that?
Well, it's, you know, the reason why people quit is you get this compassion fatigue. you thought you had a hot item, and it's not as hot as you thought. It's not making as much money as you thought. And although there's definitely a huge cult following I have, you know, there's a lot of people who know my astrology songs. But if there was interest in it, sure, you'd have to show me the interest. You know, people say, hey, why don't you do the Chinese astrologies, do songs for them? I said, hey, you do it. I'm done.
You're done. You're done. So you won't do blood types either.
Blood types. Now I'm interested.
Apparently you can judge a person by their blood type. This is what I hear.
Yeah, sure. And you're supposed to eat according to your blood type too.
Yes.
Your diet. Actually, I'm a vegan macrobiotic.
I know. You've been a vegan macrobiotic since the 80s, and you've actually got a project that involves that. Do you want to tell us about it?
I wrote a screenplay that got sold a couple of years ago, and it played on Lifetime Channel. And so I have a credit as a screenwriter now on IMDb, which is the International Movie Database. So and also I'm an actor now. I'm a screenwriter too. So I have another screenplay I wrote, and it's about a vegan lady who is it's a comedy love story. Who's into natural healing and falls in love with a doctor, a surgeon who's into surgery. And so they butt heads over the proper way to proper health. So I'm looking to get the vegan money to make the movie myself.
That's fantastic, Harvey. How do you generate the money yourself? Are you crowdfunding as well?
Well, I don't believe in that crowdfunding. I don't get it. People are giving way money for a T-shirt where, you know, somebody puts up money for a movie. I want to give them a piece of the movie, you know? I don't get this crowdfunding stuff on the internet, and it's weird.
You seem to be very much with your finger on the pulse. You did Star Signs before they were cool, and now you've got a vegan movie script when very much the world is moving towards wellness and health. Maybe you're a trend forecaster.
Well, you know, I tell you something. I think you have to be a certain level of psychic ability just to stay alive.
Harvey, it's been wonderful to talk to you, Harvey. And I hear you're on Twitter.
I'm on Twitter, yes. Harvey, I think it's, what is it, Astrology Songs on Twitter or something?
Astrology.
Or Harvey Sid Fisher.
Okay. Well, we might look you up. And if anyone wants to follow you, we could start a campaign to get your astrology songs back in the charts.
Okay, well, I'm always available for good ideas, and I have the energy to do something, so I'd be happy to get involved.
It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
I love you more.
Harvey Sid Fisher there, Hollywood entertainer and composer and creator of the world-famous astrology songs. Thank you for everything.